What I notice on the internet today, GIF, is that if you write anything, if you promote anything, if you come out with anything and it challenges status quo, if it's anti-convention, if it's true, then there is this rash of responses that are so cruel and so mean. It's just unbelievable. Now, I was born in 1957. You know, I'm only half your age. But when I grew up, this kind of approach, this kind of cruelty in conversation did not exist. There was some degree of respect. And I think now there's no shame in what people are doing. A lot of it, I guess, is anonymous. What do you think about this attack on you for trying to help people? What is that all about? What motivates people to do that?
Well, I think the reason being it was the fact that they did not like a medical journalist coming back to Canada and writing and saying, you've been wrong for 90 years. You know, no one likes to be told they've been wrong. And I was literally saying, well, you could have had this drug 90 years earlier if you had gone to England, done the research like I had done, and realized that here was a drug that was far superior to morphine. I wasn't saying, look, that you use heroin all the time. But it's nice to have that in your little black bag in case someone is in terminal pain and you can't treat it with any other drug. Common sense. Common sense. Going through the assisted suicide today. I don't believe that, I hope you agree with me, that if I have a loving dog that's dying in agony, I'm going to put it out of its misery. And yet we let people die miserable deaths in Canada because they won't allow assisted suicide or assisted medical help. So that we were all taught in medical school to relieve people of their pain, and I believe that is a humanitarian thing to do.